Yeah, I just came on. Sorry, guys, I'm late.
Okay, well, share away, darling. I'll mute the mic. Off you go.
Yeah, okay. Wow, I'm put on the spot here. What do I share? Well, first and foremost, I'm delighted this evening to check in on you all and be part of this wonderful Skype fellowship. I love you guys. I pray for you all the time, and I speak in tongues much for you guys. You're just a wonderful family, and a huge thank you to Lawrence and Kim, and thank you guys. What can I say, really? Only that God is an amazing God, and, you know, I really love him. I mean, he's so great. He's so awesome. I'm just so thankful unto him. You know, even in these trying times, I seem to be praising him, and things have been a bit challenging for me and my earthly family lately, but I know God's a good God, and he's going to deliver, and he's going to give us all that was lost, you know, as he did for Job, he will do for us. You know, we will get double for our trouble, and that includes us all. And I'm just so excited about what God has in store and how he brings us here as a family together, which I think is amazing. And I'm just so thankful for this Skype fellowship, because for many, many years, I've been sort of fellowshipping on my own because I moved to Scotland and there was no real fellowship over there. And I was in Scotland for 3 years and 3 years without a fellowship. And then I was going to various different churches, but nothing really blessed me 100% until this Skype fellowship, where I hear the truth, where I hear the right doctrine. And you're an amazing, amazing pastor, Lawrence, and so are you, Kim. You're both tremendous, and I'm so thankful for you, and I'm so blessed that I'm a part of this. And I just don't know where personally I would be without God, because he has really brought me out of tough situations. I could go on and on tonight, but we'll save that for another night because it's quite late. But I just want to say that God loves you. God has a great plan for you all. His plans are to prosper us, to keep us safe, to give us abundance. He has masses of health and peace and wealth in store for us. And what I've been learning a lot lately is to guard your thoughts, to guard your heart. And, you know, what you believe, you will manifest into your life. If you're going around fearing, oh, I have lack, oh, I'm going to fear, oh, I'm going to have a panic attack, I'm going to have anxiety, you will attract that. But if you just say, hey, no, back off, Satan, you've got no hold over my life. God said this. God says, I am an overcomer. I'm a victor. I'm not a victim. God is in control. We are to trust in him. He has us engraven upon the palms of his hand. He loves us so, so much. And he is a great and wonderful God. And without him, I'm nothing. And I am so thankful to God. That's all I can say. I love God. He's tremendous. And I love you all. And that's really what I wanted to share tonight.